Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
Don't give Satan power. When you start, remember, what is he? The father of what? Of lies. So, that means the original father, the one that produced lies, is him. So, dear God, if you get this, everything that he comes to you with is a lie. You haven't got money, it's a lie. You've got cancer, it's a lie. You're not gonna make it, it's a lie. It's all lies. It's all lies. It's all lies. I refuse to listen to a lie. I listen to God and God only. I live in peace. I live in provisions. I live in health. I live in victory. I go from victory to victory. Say nothing can shake me. Say I'm unshakable. How do I pray in my room and then I shout? Ooh, I wonder what the neighbors think. I'm unshakable. Everyone said, what happened? You can't shake me. You can't shake me. No. My foundation is solid. Christ is my foundation. You can't shake me. You can't shake me. I'm not building my house on sand. I'm building it on the foundation of the word. I'm building on what God said. I believe God and I say it. I repeat what God has said so that my ears can hear and faith can come to my spirit. I say only what God says. You're having a tea party now with Satan. Yeah, yeah. How are we going to do that? Tea party with Satan. Oh, the doctor said tea party with Satan. All tea parties with him. He's sitting there and you think he cares because you get thoughts of now and you even can say, I'm just human. While I'm on this earth, I'll have all of these troubles. Ooh. No. While I'm on this earth, troubles will come to me for their solution. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Troubles will come to you only for their solution. Say, I refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Say it with gusto. Say, I refuse to fear. Make your voice loud. I refuse to fear. When you tell demons to come out of a person, you don't go, will you please leave now? Go. No. You look that thing square in the eyes and you say, out in Jesus' name. You with authority. So when you talk, you must talk with authority. I refuse to fear. Yes, not my portion. Give me Philippians 4, verse 6, 7, NLT. Yeah. He says, don't worry. Because you've got the ability not to worry. Now, about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Watch then what will happen. Then you will experience God's peace. Yeah. I live in that place and I refuse to move from there. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Yes, his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Oh, now something makes sense. Something makes sense now. Now I understand it. Now I understand it. Wow. Peter and John, was it them that got arrested and put in jail to be killed the next day? Then the church was praying, and then the angel appeared to them. They were shackled, shackles on their legs, shackles on their arms, and the church was praying, and an angel appeared to them, and he had to strike the apostle on the side. He had to say, "Wake up!" I think, dear God, how could that guy sleep so sound? He's in jail. They have just killed someone. They're coming for them tomorrow. This guy is sleeping sound. No worry in the world. Sound sleeping. Hey, get up. He jumped up. Shackles fell off his legs, off his arms. They walked to the gate of the prison. Zuku, just open. How did that happen? How did that happen? How did that happen? When you don't fear, you will see the miraculous in your life. You will see the miraculous of God in your life. The fear secluding it, fear takes the power away of God in your life. Fear is like oil in water. It can't mix with the miraculous. Say, I refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Give me Deuteronomy 31:6. Read it for me. 1, 2, 3, go. Did you see that? Did you see that? He's already gone before you. Because now he's telling you in the New Testament, hey, your victory is sure. I have overcome the world for you. Don't fear. Don't worry. Ah, he will never fail you. God hasn't failed anyone from Adam to now. He's not going to start with you. Are you hearing me? Say, God will never fail me. Now watch what God has given you. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, also NLT. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power. You've got a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-discipline. A sound mind, a sound mind. The King James calls it a sound mind. Say, I've got the spirit of power.
The spirit of love.
And I've got a sound mind. Give it to me in the King James. I've got a sound mind.
I've got a sound mind.
I've got power in me.
I've got love in me.
And I've got a sound mind.
A worry-free mind.
And I'm keeping it like that.
I refuse to worry.
Yeah. Ooh, watch what he says. Matthew 6, 25, 27, TBT. This is why I tell you, Jesus speaking, this is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. For all that you need will be provided. Oh, dear God. I've experienced that in my life. As I go, I can now not have 1 cent in the bank. But if God says to me, buy that thing, I say, I'm buying it. And when it comes to payday, the bucks will be in the bank. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Because that's what the word says. Another one, it will not happen to him. Why? He does not believe it. He believes he has to work hard. He has to toil to have it. No. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by the Spirit of God. That doesn't mean I don't work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't now go and pull this thing completely out. Because that's what they do. Yeah, what Pastor Johan is saying now, you don't have to work. You can just buy anything and the money will be in your... No, if you buy something and you get there to pay and the money is not there, it wasn't faith. Because faith can never fail. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't distort the thing. He says, this is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. For all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. Isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? Next verse. Consider the birds. He says, look at the birds. Who made them? God. Do you think they worry about their existence? No, not at all. He doesn't worry. No, they don't worry. They don't worry. They don't plant or reap or store up food. Yet, your heavenly Father provides them each with food. Aren't you much more valuable to your Father than they? Next verse. So which one of you? So here now, he comes with an argument. He tells you what to do. And now he gives you... Watch what he says. He says, come on, let's reason this out now. Let's just think about this soberly. So which one of you, by worrying, could add anything to your life? Brothers and sisters, look at me. Worry is useless. Worry is conversations with the devil. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? Every time that you catch yourself worrying, say, mm-mm. I'm not talking to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even at night, when that worry wants to come and you can't sleep, you want to lie awake, you say, no, I'm not going to talk to you. Get up and go and talk to God. Start praying in tongues. Till you are so tired that you can't even... And then you go to bed, you will see you will sleep. No, don't worry. It's conversations with Satan. So I refuse to have conversations with the evil one. Wherever you are, stand. And we're going to do this confession, this prayer. Dear Father, thank you for your word that stirs faith in my heart. And dispels fear. And dispels anxiety. I reject every sort of fear. For I'm shielded from the pain and darkness in the world. He that is in me, than he that is in the world. I'm full of might. I'm full of might. By the Spirit of the Lord. For the peace of God, which passes all understanding, mantles my heart and my mind. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Please take your seats. If you're in this place and you've heard what we said, but one of the worries that you have is, I'm not sure that I'm right, then it's time to make right. The only way to make right is to become a child of God, because then you're right. There's nothing you can do to be right with God. Nothing. Your works are like filthy rags. The only way to become right with God is to make Jesus Lord of your life. Jesus said, I'm the truth, the life. The life of what? The life of peace and the way. There are other ways, but they don't lead to eternal life in Christ. So if you want to receive Jesus this morning, if you want to be born again this morning, I'm going to ask you to slip up your hand that I can pray with you quickly. Put up your hand quickly. Quick, quick. Quickly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's only peace in Christ. There's only life, everlasting life in Christ. A victorious life is only in Christ. Only in Christ. Nowhere else is there peace. I'm going to ask you to come to the front. All of those that have put up their hands, just come to the front that I can pray with you. Come quickly, please. Don't let this time go. You've got today. You don't know if you've got tomorrow. And it's not to scare you, but this is the chance. You came here this morning because God brought you here. To do what? To receive salvation from Him. It's amazing. It's God's grace. It's God's love. Do you know that giving a party is from God? After we have prayed this prayer, there's a party that's going to happen in heaven. Your names are going to be announced. And they're going to say, your son, your daughter has come home. It's remarkable. They think it's Panotti that gives them a party. No. No. We don't need branas and all of that rubbish to have a party. No. All we do to have a party, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amazing. I'm going to lead you in a prayer now. The word says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is the way, the Bible way of getting born again. I'm going to lead you in a prayer now. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Can you all hear me well? Yeah. And then I'm going to ask you to repeat out loud where you stand the word. Say, Father God. Okay, I want to hear you, please. Say, Father God, I come to you this morning. Your word says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my life, to be Lord of my life. I believe Jesus is not dead. He's alive and he's in heaven. I now receive the life of God into my spirit. I'm born again now. I'm a child of God now. Hallelujah. Give them a hand. You see, it's amazing because you come and then you say the prayer and then tears come. Do you know what happened? The Bible says, I will take out the stony heart. The heart that's so hard. Not this thing that goes gudung, gudung, gudung. Your spirit, your heart. He said, I will remove it and I will give you a heart of flesh. One that's soft, that can accept this love nature that you have just received. It is a testimony of the nature of God that they have now. It's remarkable.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.